Take your holy book, turn to John chapter number 1. Amen. John chapter number 1, verse 35. John chapter number 1, verse 35, the Bible, if you want to stand honored reading God's Word. And the Bible says, "Again the next day after John stood and two of his disciples and looked upon Jesus as he walked, and he said, 'Behold the Lamb of God.' And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto him, 'What seek ye?' And they said unto him, 'Rabbi,' which is to say, being interpreted, 'Master,' 'where dwellest thou?' And he saith unto them, 'Come and see.' And they came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the tenth hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother, Simon, and said unto him, 'We have found the Messiah,' which is being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, 'Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas,' which is by interpretation, a stone." I want to preach tonight. I've got to be our help for just a few minutes and of time on a stone in the right place. A stone in the right place. We see this here and see that John's a preaching. John Baptist's preaching, and Jesus comes walking along, and he says, "Behold the Lamb of God." Now we know the Lamb of God is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And then disciples of John begin to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, and they follow him. And he said, "What are you doing? What are you looking for? What are you seeking after?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which interpret Master, "where dwellest thou?" Said, "Where do you live?" Amen. I bet they were surprised to figure out where Jesus lived. Amen. And he said unto them, "Come and see." And when and they came and saw, and they dwelt there. And then Andrew, Simon's brother, he finds Andrew, and he says, "We found the Messiah. We found the promise of God. We found the hope, praise God, for the world." Amen. The Christ, the anointed one of God. And he brings him to Jesus, and Jesus beheld, Jesus saw him, saw Peter. And he said, thou art Simon, son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas. And it said, and it teaches us, it shows us here, it said, which is by interpretation a stone. So in introduction here tonight, we see that Peter is a stone. The Lord said so. Amen. That he is a stone. And as children of God, we are living stones unto the Lord. Amen. You and I. So the Lord give us through Peter a place to, a stepping stone to step off on. Amen. So we can step off on Peter, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ, and have a place where we can go. And now if you'll look at 1 Peter chapter number 1, the Bible tells us, or chapter number 2 and verse number 4, the Bible tells us, he said, "To whom coming, as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious." Did you realize tonight, as a child of God, you're a precious stone, a living stone, a lively stone? "Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." So he says that is who we are today. We are those stones built upon a spiritual household of God. Amen. He said we are those living stones. I said that, they say this, we're not cold dead. We are living. We're alive, praise God. We are somebody going somewhere. We have a hope and a promise this evening that's literally out of this world. Amen. And we're built upon a foundation, which is Jesus Christ, the Lord. Look over at Psalms verse 118. I'm just going to give you a few of these tonight real quickly, and we'll go to the house. Psalms 118 and verse 19. The Bible says, "Open to me the gates of righteousness, and I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord." This gate of the Lord, that's Jesus, by the way. Amen. "This gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. Amen. Glory to God. Ain't you glad for that? I'm glad, praise God, that I felt my way along when I was a blind man. Praise God, blind, deaf, and dumb. But I found my way, praise God, to the gate of righteous called Jesus. And I opened, He opened unto me, praise God, and I entered in. Praise the Lord. And He has come, become my salvation. He said, the stone which the builders refused is become, now watch this, the headstone of the corner. That's who Jesus is. You say, preacher, what is the significance of that headstone of the corner? That headstone of the corner, that's that chief building stone. That's where everything else is fixed and started and built upon. And without that chief headstone, the cornerstone, there's no building at all. Amen. But praise God, when we get on that chief headstone, that cornerstone, which is Jesus Christ the Lord, we're building on a firm foundation, praise God, that's sure and true. If we build on anything else, it is for naught. And He goes on in verse 23 and He says, this is the Lord's doing and it is marvelous in our eyes. Praise God. The psalmist says, hey, listen, said, we see what God has done and it's such a magnificent thing, said it's marvelous to behold. And then he goes on and says this, and we think about this day to day, and we use it a lot of times as a day to day reference. But he says, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. He's talking about that day when Jesus Christ the Lord became that chief cornerstone, that head building stone, that precious cornerstone, praise God, in whom we set our hopes and our salvation upon. So we see that He is, He said, if Peter was that stone, that Jesus is that rock, that chief cornerstone, praise God, that said He's the head of the corner. Amen. That's just the way it is, praise God. And it's upon this that the church is built. That's upon the foundation of Jesus Christ the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 11, the church is built on Him, on Christ. He said, for other foundation can no man lay, but than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. He said, there's no other foundation. He says, one foundation. What's that foundation? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's that head. He's that cornerstone. He's that principal rock that's set, that's established. It's laid out. It's shod. It's plumb, and it's true. Praise the Lord. So if you're going to build a house, you've got to have a true corner. You've got to have a good a plumb place to start. If not, you're going to live in a crooked house. Amen? But praise God, if you've got that true stone, praise God, to build upon, you'll live in a straight house, a good house, praise Lord. But we see that Jesus Christ, He is that cornerstone. And upon that cornerstone, He said, Peter, He said, that little stone, He said, that's, well, glory. He said, that's that first stone placed on the corner, praise God, unto the Lord Jesus Christ, that would begin to build, what would be blazed to build upon that cornerstone. Amen. He was talking about the church of a living God. Amen. And he said that that stone, praise God, that would be set up. And a lot of times we think that Peter has the keys. Amen. But Peter, it wasn't the keys to heaven that Peter had. Hey, praise God. It was keys to the kingdom of heaven that Peter had. You say, well, preacher, what's the difference? There's a big difference. Because we know in Revelation chapter 1, verse number 8, that Jesus said that He had the keys of the death and hell. He had the keys, praise God, to those that determine where me and you would spend eternity. Jesus has those keys. There's nobody can pluck those from His hands. They belong to the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You say, well, preacher, what about Peter, that stone that stone that's built upon the foundation, which is Peter, a type of the foundation of the, praise God, the church is built upon the foundation. He had the keys, but it was for the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Look at Matthew chapter 16. I told you we're going to go through these right quickly tonight. We'll let you go to the house. Matthew chapter 16, verse number 18. But verse number 17, Jesus answered and said, Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered, said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter. That's that little rock, a stone. He said, and upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. But now watch this, verse number 19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. And he said, then he charged his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. He said, what? He said, Peter, I'm going to give you the keys. Amen. He said, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. If you're willing to step up and be man enough to take up these keys, praise God, God's going to open doors for you. You're going to use them to open doors for the world. You're going to open the doors for the Jews. You're going to open the doors for people that you never even thought about opening doors for. You're going to be a help to people that you could have never imagined that you could help. I'm going to give you a set of keys, praise God, that's going to allow you to open up the kingdom of heaven to whosoever will. Amen. Glory to God. Can you just imagine? Say, Lord, just give me a key. Amen. Praise the Lord. The privilege, praise God, to open the door. What door did he have a privilege to open? He had a privilege to open up the door of faith. Amen. The keys that Peter had was to open the door of faith to a lost and a dying world. The Bible says in Acts chapter 14, verse 27, said they were at Antioch. Now, you know Antioch was the first place where the disciples were called Christian at Antioch. Amen? And in Acts chapter 14, verse 27, he said this, and when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith. Amen? Unto the Gentile, praise God. Amen. God had given him a key, the key to the kingdom of heaven. Praise God that he could open up the door. It's not just any door. It's a, praise God, it's a special door. It's a precious door. Praise God, it's a spacious door. It's a door of faith where all that would believe on Jesus Christ can come in. Amen. Praise God. And Peter, praise God, because he was that stone in the right place at the right time. Glory to God. He was used of God as that key to opening up the door of faith to a lost in a dying world to that kingdom of heaven. Glory be to God. That kingdom of faith, praise God, that we have in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Peter was given that key. Amen. He went into Antioch. You know the story. Brother Billy read that in our hearing this morning. They went into Antioch and they proclaimed the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. And Barnabas got so caught up and so many people started getting in and the power of God began to fall on that place. They couldn't contain it all. Praise God. So Barnabas went running to find Saul. He said, you got to come help me. Praise God. There's something going on over here at Antioch. He said, I can't handle it all myself. He said, I got to have some help. I need somebody to help me to tell the story. You see, because glory, hallelujah, Peter, he had done opened the door of faith to a lost and dying world. Praise God, he throwed her wide open and people began to come in by the multitude to see what was going on. Amen. Ain't it amazing, praise God, the day in the world of we live, the grace and the mightiness of God Almighty, the privilege that Peter had as that stone in the right place to be used by God. Let me just tell you, friends, tonight, every one of us can be that stone. Every one of us can have an opportunity to take the key of faith, praise God, and open up the doors to a world of lost and unconcerned people that they might see the need to be saved before it's eternally too late. Amen. People, Peter began to open up doors to places he had never imagined before. Amen. Never imagined before, never dreamt of before. But he began to open the door. He opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. Not only did he open the doors of faith to the Gentiles, he opened the doors of faith to the Jew. Look over at Acts. You remember Acts chapter number 2? Acts chapter number 2, verse number 36. He was preaching the gospel. And the Bible says, "And therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ." Amen. He was preaching the gospel, praise God. He was opening the door of faith. And these people, listen to what they said, verse 37. "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do?" And then Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins." Praise God. He said, "You repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. Glory be to God. And shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." Amen. So Peter opened the door. Peter, that stone in the right place, praise God. He steps out on faith and he does what God calls him to do. And he's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and his resurrection. He said, "This man Jesus is the only one that was killed and murdered and crucified and buried, that rose again victorious out of the grave." Amen. They heard it and they believed it. They said, "What can we do?" And he said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you can be saved. Praise his holy name. And a remission of sins, glory be to God, to be remitted unto you." Praise God. And he said, "The gift of the Holy Ghost will come upon you." Amen. Praise God. Ain't you glad that Peter was able to be that rock? And listen, that rock in the right place, right where Peter was, where God put him to be, on that foundation stone, on that chief cornerstone, which is Jesus Christ the Lord. And Peter planted himself firmly right there. And he told the folks and he preached and he taught them, praise God, about Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. He had that key. That key that the Lord gave him, praise God, Matthew 16, was to open the door of faith to whosoever would believe. Amen. Not only did he open the door to the Jews, but he opened the doors to the Samaritans. Why, you got your Bible in Acts. Look over at Acts chapter number 8. Acts chapter number 8 and verse number 14. He said, now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that that Samaritan had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. You see what's happening. Praise God. Those Jews were there. They was need some help. They got the help they needed. And then the Samaritans was there. That mixed up crowd, that ungodly crowd. Praise God. But Peter moved up on the scene. The Holy Ghost was moving. People were getting saved. They was getting born again. They was receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. They come and Peter got word of it. And him and John went up there. Praise God. Into a Samaritan country, and they began to see what was taking place, and they saw the power of God moving upon that place. They saw souls being saved. They saw people coming to Christ. They see people getting excited about the things of God. Amen. I want to tell you, it's sort of the way it ought to be tonight. We ought to be excited. We ought to be ecstatic about the goodness of God. We ought to be excited about the power of God. We ought to be excited about salvation of our souls, praise God, and the remittance of sins that the Holy Ghost of God leads us to do so that we could be saved tonight, marvelously born again through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But Peter, a stone. Jesus said, "You're just a stone." Not even a great big stone. He said, "You're just a stone." He said, "But I'm the rock." Amen. That chief cornerstone, praise God, that's been laid out, that's plumbed, that's been set apart to build upon. Amen. Glory to God. He said, Peter said, "If you'll just take your place," he said, praise God, "I'll give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven so that you can open the doors of faith, so that these people, our people, your people, all of our people can begin to get in. We tell you, youngins, tonight it's time that people got saved, got in, praise God, become part of the family of God. A glorious thing that's taking place around us tonight. We're seeing the power of and the hand of an almighty God. We're seeing Him moving, praise God. We're seeing Him doing wonderful, marvelous things, praise God, even in our presence right now today. We ought to be excited about that. Looking for our soon coming Savior, which is Jesus Christ the Lord. Praise His holy name. But we see Peter and John, they go up there. Stephen's already up there. Stephen's been buried. He's been buried out of the sight. Peter goes up there, praise God, and the Holy Ghost of God's a moving on the scene. And he sees these folks that they've not yet received the Holy Spirit. Amen. And he begins to pray for them. He begins to anguish for God from his heart. And praise God, seeing the miracles and signs which were done. Old Philip was preaching his heart out. Amen. He's preaching his heart out. He was preaching the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Even in a time of persecution, when the church was being prosecuted, praise God, for everything that they could think of. They were being beat down and put down. Amen. I want to say the world that we live in will beat you down and put you down. He'll ridicule you for standing in faith of Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. But praise God, just keep a looking up, young'uns, for our redemption draweth nigh. One day in a little while, we'll fly away, praise God, to be with Him where He is. Amen. Amen. One day in a moment, He'll say, come away, my beloved. Come away. Praise God, we'll lose gravitation. And we won't take an airplane ride, we'll take a plain air ride. Amen. And we'll go be with the Lord, praise God, God, where He's at. And so, and the Bible says, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. That's our blessed hope today. That's what they was looking for. That was the key that He gave David, the key to the kingdom of heaven, so that Peter could pice it out in a liberal fashion. We see the Jews say, we see the Samaritans say, but we see also the Gentiles say. If you go on over in Acts, just a couple of chapters to Acts chapter number 10, Acts chapter number 10 and verse 34. Peter's a preaching over there at Cornelius' house. You know the story, Cornelius, that one that was there. Praise God, he was a centurion of Italian band, a Gentile, but he was one who was full of faith and feared God. He was a devout man that loved the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, he loved the Lord, he loved God. But he didn't know all he needed to know about Jesus Christ. And God dealt with his heart, and he prayed every day, and he prayed, and he looked up every day. Hey, there's a benefit to praying every day. There's a benefit to talking to God and asking God to help us. Amen. There's a big benefit to that, because God hears and answers prayers. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. He's answered prayers for us. Praise God. He's healed our sick. He's helped those in anguish. He's been there for us every step of the way. He's never left us to forsake us because He promised that He wouldn't. Amen. So we see the power of God, of an almighty God, as He's moving, He's manifesting Himself to us in His power of His might. And Peter gets a call from Cornelius, and Peter, he says, go ahead and go with them, nothing doubting. He said, don't doubt about it, don't worry about it, just go. And Peter goes down to Cornelius' house. He's gathered up. Now it's amazing. Cornelius has gathered up all his household, his servants, his kinfolk, his family, his friends, and got them all there at the house. He said, I need you to be here in the morning. Praise God. There's a man of God that's going to come tell us. I pray what? He's going to speak to us from God. He was so sure to that when Peter come in, he thought he was God. He was going to bow down and worship Peter. Peter said, hey, no, don't. He said, I'm just a man. He said, I'm just a man, praise God. He said, worship God. And then Peter opened his mouth in Acts chapter 10, verse 34. And Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. Ain't you glad that's the way it is? He's no respecter. There's no big I's and little U's with God. Amen. He loves us. He loves each and every one of us. He doesn't love me a bit more than He loves you. Amen. He doesn't love you a bit more than he loves that drunkard on the street. He don't love you a bit more than he loves that whoremonger down at the corner. He doesn't love you no more than that alcoholic. Praise God. He loves you and he loves me with a godly love. Amen. With an unconditional love. That's how he loves us. That's how he loves you. That's how he loves me. He is no respecter of persons. He said, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted of him. Worketh righteousness. Fear God and worketh righteousness. That's just right in the eyes of God. You know, it's not that hard to believe his word. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That word, I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea. And watch this, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. We are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and shewed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. What do you think about that? Amen. The resurrected Jesus said he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained to God to be the judge of quick and dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. While Peter yet spake these words, watch this, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word. Amen. The Holy Ghost moved upon them. The Spirit of God moved upon them. While they was listening to the Word is Lord Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was with him in the beginning, and all things were created by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. He is God, amen, incarnate. And he said he's preaching the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit fell upon these Gentiles. Amen. Unbelievers. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished. As many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speaking with tongues and magnifying God, and then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Peter had been given the keys. Amen. A stone in the right place at the right time for the glory of God. Amen. A stone at the right place. Praise God. The right place at the right time to be used for the glory of God. That folks, praise God, might be saved. God gave him the key. Matthew 16, he said, keys to the kingdom of heaven. And Peter took those keys to open the door of faith. 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 To a lost and a dying world. That folks might be coming in. The Holy Ghost fell on them. The power of God, the Spirit of God. Amen. It comes upon us. That convicts us of our sins and shows us our need to be saved. Because the Bible, the Word of God says that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're all sinners. Every one of us is sinners. Now we're sinners, just saved sinners. Our sins have been forgiven. They've been covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we believe that He died for our sins according to the Scripture. Because God said so. And that He rose again the third day because God said so. According to the Scriptures. Amen. And He ascended up to glory to set the right hand of the Father to make intercession for you and me. And Peter said, what a marvelous thing it is that God Almighty did that for me and for you. Peter, just a little simple stone. A stone But that was in the right place at the right time to make a difference in a lost and a dying world. Praise God. Bless His holy name. Ain't you glad God does that? Amen. To whosoever confess the faith in Christ, become that living stone. A living stone built upon a spiritual foundation of the temple of God, whose temple you are. Now, just show that real quickly, and I'll let you go. Ephesians chapter number 2. Ephesians chapter number 2 in verse 19. He says, "Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord." Praise God. "In whom ye also are builded together," now watch this, "for an habitation of God through the Spirit." He said, you have been through, he said, through faith in Christ Jesus, your Lord. He said, you become a building stone in the temple, the spiritual temple of God. Amen. Praise His holy name. Because you decided to become a little stone on that mighty foundation of Jesus Christ the Lord. You have that blessed hope today, that assurance, praise God, that you are one of God's little children. You've been reconciled to God through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Oh, what a Savior He is. Amen. Manifest the self to us, that we build upon that Spirit of God that lives in us. The habitation of God is there. That third person of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, that moves in, lives in our hearts. And the very presence of God. Amen. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? That He lives in our hearts. Amen. He lives in our hearts. And you can't go nowhere and get away from Him, because He lives in you. He goes with you. He helps us to seek that righteous walk, that walk that's right in the eyes of God, so that we can love each other, love mankind, love humanity. Everything that's happening in the world today could all be fixed. It could all be changed in a moment if we would just learn to love each other like Jesus loved us and gave Himself for us. He said, "Love your neighbor as I have loved you." And then before He went out of here, amen, He said, "Love your neighbor," but then He said, "Love your neighbor as I have loved you." Amen. That's unconditional love. That's love without conditions. It don't matter who we are. It don't matter how we are. He said, we should love each other. We become that stone of the corner, that stone on the corner, in the right place, the right time, loving each other, helping each other, encouraging each other. We saw so much of that in the last few months as we strove to get through this hurricane and try to press on for the glory of God. And it's been difficult. We've had some tough times. But God Almighty has been there with us, and He's helped us, and He's manifested Himself to us, and He's helped us just love each other. And we saw the power of God as He's just bringing people together, bringing us together in love, in unity, in peace, in harmony. That Jesus Christ wants for the whole world. Amen. He come to save whosoever will. That's everybody. Anybody that'll accept what He did for us on Calvary. Anybody that'll turn from our wicked ways, turn to Him. Everybody, praise God, that'll love one another like He loved us. God makes that difference. And we see Christ in us. As He says in Colossians, He says, Christ in us, 1:17, the hope of glory. That one day we'll all be together with Him forever. Praise God. In that glorious day. Amen. Praise God. He told Peter, He said, He said, "I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven." Jesus has the keys to heaven's gates. But He said, "I'm going to give you a key so that you can get people in faith." He said, "I'm going to put you as a stone in the right place, the right time, to offer faith, amen, to open the door of faith to a lost and a dying world." Amen. Our faith in our Lord and Savior. Bless His holy name. Ain't you glad today that He loved us enough He come to where we were? When we couldn't get to Him, we couldn't reach up high enough to get to Him. Amen. I was lost and undone. I knew I was going to die and go to hell, lost without God. I'm telling you tonight, hell's a real place where real people go. But Jesus Christ, on that Wednesday night, 1976, reached down to where I was, saved me by His marvelous grace. Amen. Wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I trusted in the blood that was shed for me on Calvary. You're my Savior, my Lord. Amen. And I became just like you, just a little stone in the foundation of an almighty God. Praise His name. Looking for something bigger and better someday. Just right over yonder.